A world of physical stress, of mental depression, pushed and forced upon us, their oppression. No escape, but a life built on paranoia. A paranoia which turns to somebody else's reality. A reality of blurred movements which die with the passing of each motion. Our minds are a refuge of isolation, built and fueled from the strength of hope and the turmoil that is my frustration. Continually beating against the walls of their own prison, looking for that window, that point in time, that place to escape, an explosion released. Entities transforming into rage, fear and destruction, eating away at the world like a parasite, working through the flesh to the bone. This is my hope. This is my frustration. I am no ruler of this world, but yet I am used as a measure. Somebody else's aspiration. What I have is what them want. My successes, the failures. I dream of a day when I can be as free as those who try to break I down. But that day may never come, as I fight every day for the same thing, but within a different context. But inside this enclosure, hope pushes on, reigniting the frustration, banging on the wall of confusion. I do not see it as solitary confinement. There are others. No matter how hard, trust me, believe. Shapes and sounds which unify to create this space are what I float in. My vice is my anchor. This is my hope. This is my frustration. Violence is a solution, but is not the way. Yet these so-called kingdoms and empires that teach us this are built from just that. Violence is a mental institution, and in this shape, it is in its most deadliest of forms. Everything seems to be based around this one question. This one question that nobody can answer. Yet, it continues to pillage from our minds. The color of my rage flows through my veins and is visible in my eyes. I pray to keep control. The mark of the color is on my hands. My whole body has been shifted, misaligned through thought. I feel a pain in my chest, a passing moment gone. This is my hope. This is my frustration. I exhale with strength, open to release my burdens, but only dispersing the air in front of my mouth. Without sound and unheard, so as not to fall upon another's shoulders. But enough to release me from this ever-turning wheel. I try not to worry about the motions of trails that I have left behind, that one day you may collide. The echoes, echoes of nature, are the only sounds that pierce through these conflicts of motions. These transparent shadows, beating through time. When trails no longer overlap, and sounds are no longer heard. The rage overcomes. These days should never come. These days, I pray, will never come. This is my hope, and that is my frustration. Bless.